It's Mike Reese with ESPN Boston. Just sort of, I wanted to lead you off and asking you about Stephen Ridley. What was it about that game that made him be the, you know, the choice to be the guy to sort of be the lead back in that game?
Again, you know, I think he's a guy that's been improving every week. And, you know, early in the season, you know, the Oakland game, he had some productive runs for us. And so we've just been trying every week to get him in there. And it just seemed like in the flow of the game, the way the game was going, we try to play at a fast pace, and he happened to be the back that was in there. And so, you know, he had a couple good runs. And so, again, he was the guy that we stayed with just based on what was going on in that game.
But when you look at sort of the running back group as a whole, what does he bring to complement the other guys that maybe, you know, is unique to him?
He's a bigger guy. You know, I think he's a slashing type of runner. You know, I think they all have unique talents, you know, that they bring to the position. And he's just a guy that fit in pretty well at that position. And got a little bit of size and things like that. So he's going to continue to improve and try to get better at the nuances of playing that position. That's a very, very difficult position to play as a rookie, because you're involved in so many different things: running game, blitz pickup, a passing game, route running versus zone versus man. I mean, there's so many things that go into playing that position, and he's gotten better, but he's got a long way to go.
Bill, it's Karen Gregian from the Herald. Since, the midway point of the season, the eighth game or so, your team, your offense has really cleaned it up in terms of turnovers. I think you had 14 or so over the course of the first eight games, and now two since then. Did something have to be said or addressed, or are guys just taking better care of the football across the board?
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the season, you know, it wasn't very good, you know, as it relates to probably, you know, that first Buffalo game. Is kind of ironic playing Buffalo, you know, this week, and the challenges that they present. You know, we turned the ball over four times against Buffalo in that game, and we can't do that. You know, that's just no way to win. And I think it starts with the quarterback, and, you know, Tom has done a much better job of taking care of the ball, and he's very, very conscious of it, and, you know, it carries over to the rest of the offense. And so if we can just continue to do that, you know, that's one of the major stats that equals wins, just simply taking care of the football. And the way our defense has been playing opportunistic football, that, you know, that's gonna help us going forward.
Yeah, when you lose players like Leighton Jenkins just before a game or early in a game, do you go on as business as usual with the play calling, or do you have to make adjustments?
Are you in a tunnel?
I'm sorry?
That was a bad connection. I think you're asking about the linemen. So one of the things that we do here that, again, I think I've said this, and I know Bill said it over and over again, and if you guys, you know, talk to Dante, he'd tell you the same thing. You know, we have a lot of depth up there because we bring in guys that are multiple position guys. They're smart guys. They're tough guys. And then Dante gets them ready to play. So, you know, when one guy goes down, it's really the next guy up mentality. And I think that's been the way it's since Bill's been here, since I've been here. And that's really a strength of our team is the ability of different guys at all the positions to step up when the starter, so-called starter, goes down.
Bill, what are your thoughts on Dante as a coach?
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Dante and what he's done in his career. He's run the gamut of positions. You know, he's a guy that I've learned a lot from. He really helps me a lot during games. I rely on him quite a bit, and you know, he's a no nonsense guy. He's a very direct guy. We have a good relationship. It's an open relationship, and I enjoy working with him. And you know, he does a hell of a job.
So we've just seen it a couple of times. When you line Hernandez up in the backfield, and just in general, what do you like about that?
He's just the type of guy that, along with Grump, both those guys Again, I think we've said this over and over again, the intelligence, the football intelligence that they bring to the position, you can do a lot of different things with them. And that's really the only reason why, is in addition to their skill set, obviously, but their ability to pick up different things and play fast and you know, be able to be moved around. That's a credit to those guys, and we'll continue to do that with those guys because they can handle all that.
So we might see Gronkowski in the backfield then like that?
You never know where you'll see anybody.
Hi, Bill. I wanted to ask you about yards after the catch. Speaking of Rob and Wes are really, really good at that among the league leaders. I guess my question would be, what kind of factors need to be evident for your guys to have that number be as high as it is? And is it something that you guys teach or talk about, or how do you approach it?
We always say that the number one job for the ball carriers, you know, as it relates to receivers and tight ends in the passing game and backs, is to catch the ball first, get open, catch the ball, and then make positive yards after the catch. And all of our guys, you know, you just mentioned two, but really, you know, Aaron Hernandez, the backs, I mean, Ridley in that last game, Hernandez in previous games, they just do a great job with yards after the catch, and it's something that we, you know, we work on and drill work and things like that, but the credit goes to those guys and their ability to break tackles and things like that.
How important, just a quick follow-up, how important also is Tom putting the pass in a spot where they can sort of in stride, catch it and go?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a huge part of it, that you put the ball, you know, 1 foot in front of the numbers on a crossing pattern and make sure that they don't have to reach back or reach down or reach up to catch it, that they're catching it clean and they can stay on the move and see the defense without having to be too concerned about the, you know, the throw itself. So the accuracy of the throw is definitely a major factor.